Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
97.3. I like the little he put in there at the end. That's cute. That's Harry Styles' song, Two Ghosts. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thank you for listening to us this morning. It is about 9:09, and it's time for Halloween at Disneyland. Yay. We'll take caller number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. Caller number 97 wins tickets to Disneyland with the all-new Halloween experiences in Disney California Adventure Park. Right now, caller 97 gets 4 2-day tickets to experience both parks. Next chance coming up at 12:05. We're doing it all day, 9, noon, 3, and 5, all this week. Call now and win your way to Disney.
I keep waiting for someone to freak out over this song.
You're freaking out.
Sorry, I was busy counting.
Ah.
Oh.
Sing for me.
There you go.
Louder.
Sing. Keep singing.
Oh, 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 oh. Louder. Oh, I have an email real quick.
Oh, great.
Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. It's Monday morning. I'm on my way to my final interview for a new job that will transcend my career and set my daughter and I up for a great future. I turn on Alice Radio and Santana is there coming through my stereo, talking with the Alice team about opportunities and what you open yourself up to in the universe. I'd been fretting for days over this interview because of what it meant to me. I was doubting myself. Hearing Santana's words at that specific time on that date about opening yourself up to opportunities, having confidence in yourself, and owning your S, it was exactly what I needed to hear at that precise moment, and I effing rocked it. I was offered the job an hour after I left. I can't help but reach out and tell you what the specific moment in time meant to me. Thank you. Feel free to share. Your faithful listener, Casey.
Wow. That is awesome.
I know. I love that email. Casey. Sing.
Louder.
Yeah.
Sing for me. Keep singing. Keep singing.
All right, so our text number is 800-400-3697. Or if you're a friend of mine, you know my own number, my personal number.
Oh, so is that where you're getting some text from?
I got a text because I posted that garage picture.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of the project I did.
Vin Hassan, yeah. On Instagram. Go to Alice973. Alice follows all of us. You can find us there.
I still have to paint the doors, but it's the garage as I had to sort of clean it up. It was a mess.
And you redid the floor. It looks
so,
like glass.
One of my longtime friends wrote, what did you do to your garage and you didn't pay someone to do it? No, I did it myself. And it's not normally my thing. At all.
Just put a nice primer down, follow all the directions.
All the directions, yes.
It's going to be hard when you start pulling in on that. It's really difficult to...
And watched multiple how-to videos.
Good, Vinny. Excellent.
Read a bunch of stuff about what could go wrong. I was ready.
Avoided all the pitfalls.
Yeah. It was a big project.
Well, you did it beautifully.
And I'm over it. Mm. It's the last thing I'm ever doing.
Somebody was saying they were paying, it cost $1,500 to have someone do that for you.
I actually had been talking to a neighbor about it.
Yeah.
About what
I
was going to do.
Neighbors?
And he goes, oh, yeah, I did that. Come here and look. And I was all, oh, okay. And I went and looked. And he goes, yeah. So they came in and they did everything for $2,000. And I was like, dude, I'm going to do it. What do you mean? I thought we were talking about
doing this
ourselves. He's like, oh, I wouldn't do that. No way. And I went, great. That's what I needed.
But you did it. You must feel proud of it.
I'm glad
chores.
It's done. I'm just glad it's, chores, not my thing.
Oh, God, they're so fun.
510 screams, Vitruvian Man, Sarah.
Thank you. I knew something like that. Was I saying Transuvian?
Well, once you get on those, like...
I know.
Then you're never going to find it.
Right. You have to get like the first letter. If you can get the first letter right, you can usually get it.
I like the Halloween when Sarah went as a glow stick.
Oh, that was a great costume.
That wasn't recent.
Were you not here?
I wasn't here.
Yeah, I dressed all in black and put like a black, you know, face mask over my face. What are those things called? Like a...
Ski mask?
Yeah, like a ski mask. And I put...
A bank robber mask?
Yeah, bank robber mask. Exactly. Okay. There's a name for it, though. Starts with a B. No?
Nope.
Someone will text that in. So, and then I pinned glow sticks all up and down my arms and down on each of my fingers. And then I took these little teeny short ones and pinned them all over my head so that when I shook my head, it went like hair.
Oh.
It was freaking awesome. And one circle, one around my face. And then we did like a Halloween party someplace and it was dark. And I got out onto the dance floor and I'm all by myself dancing. All you could really see was the glow sticks going.
No one would dance with you?
Yeah, no, they were just like, go dance by yourself.
Oh.
It looks amazing.
Okay.
I should do that again.
That face thing, didn't it bother you?
What the hell are those things called? It didn't bother me. It was nice. I didn't have to put makeup on or anything.
You said it starts with a B, a bank robber mask.
No, it's not. There's a name for those. Balaclava.
Okay.
Isn't that what they're called?
I don't know,
What is
Sarah.
Wrong with you? No.
Yes.
You mean baklava?
No, that's a delicious Greek treat.
I know.
I would drive 100 miles to buy a Mercedes to see those photos.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You have to buy at least a $100,000 car to get. That's a tier that you have to be at.
Let me ask you this. So if your husband starts a side biz where he's giving pictures of naked Yuzette with the purchase of a Mercedes, and it's bringing in thousands of dollars for you guys, would you do it?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Oh, my God.
Mean. You're just a mean wife.
Okay.
I'll buy a Mercedes for a pic, says 925.
Thank you. And by the way, it has to be at least a $200,000 car.
So oh, I was saying $100,000.
You wouldn't do that?
$100,000 on a Mercedes is easy.
You wouldn't do that?
No, I can't do that. Sounds funny.
Do they get to keep this picture or do they just get to see it on his phone?
I don't know. What do you want? If my lady sold Mercedes and she was like, yeah, I just need a picture of your...
What if your lady sold a Mercedes and she was like, well, I get all this business because I include a free picture of me naked.
Oh, of her naked?
Mm-hmm.
I'm nowhere in that equation.
You're not in that equation. No one wants to see you, Vinny. They want to see her.
Right.
Are you okay with it? She's making bank and it's just a picture.
The fear that anyone, I gotcha. It's got to be,
worth it.
A good shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The fear I'd have is that it would lead to trouble.
Right.
Right.
But just the simple idea of someone seeing her naked, I would say, yeah, that's good.
How much extra do you think we made this month because of
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I mean. The thing is, she's so modest. There's no way she'd do that.
Of course not. Most people wouldn't.
I just told you I'd do it. No problem.
Yeah, you're not modest. And you're a dude. No one wants to see it.
I know.
So that's the
well,
part of
other
it.
Dudes might want to see it.
That's true.
Hey, Vinny, did you hear about one of the producers of Narcos being murdered in Mexico while out scoping places?
Yeah.
That's what I read. Yeah, I did hear about that.
Sort of fishy and didn't get reported right away and... Like a whole thing going on with that. Maybe the Narcos.
Can't even pronounce it, Sarah. Say it again. You said it right.
Balaclava?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
That's what it's it like is. A thin...
People are saying yes.
Face mask? Yes. I knew it was a B, Vinny. I knew it.
Yeah, bank robber mask.
Yeah.
You knew what I was talking about.
I
so did everybody else. Vinny is Sophia, says 408.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Or is there, what you were saying, haven't you taken those quizzes where you're one of the golden girls? Is there a Sophia Golden
Girl?
There
is a Sophia. She's the old crotchety bitch.
Yeah, she's the
crotchety
one.
Boy, they are saying you're an old crotchety bitch, Vinny.
Well, I can be a,
you know. Sophia was likable.
I'm pretty set in my ways.
She was funny.
She was funny.
A lot of cracks, a lot of stories.
Yeah.
I told you that
my
family always calls me Branch from Trolls. Mm. So.
Krabby Patty.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't move my stuff. What are you doing? Why are you touching that? Leave that alone, please. That's me all the time. Why you gotta... Can you just... Thank you.
It's going to be nice to have your own room, isn't it?
It is. I only got like 3 things. Can you guys just not...
Your family will survive because of this new house.
Things that I own. Just the
Why
couple.
Why don't you put them in a room where no one else can... Oh, we don't have one of those.
Yeah,
That's
we
right.
don't have one of
now
those.
Now we do. Do you love your new room? Your special room?
It's not anything special yet.
But have you gone in there and been like, oh, I'm going to put my guitar here, put my desk here, put my clothes in here.
Yeah, my pants will live in here. Oh. You know where they're going to live? In the closet.
In here? Oh, in your own, your very own closet.
You get a closet?
I do.
Lucky.
Yeah. Neither one of you two are allowed to be on my Walking Dead trivia team.
Oh, yeah. Boy, I stunk that up.
The Walking Dead Season 8 premieres on October 22nd,
Oh, so
guys.
That's what's coming up, Season 8.
510 says, because you guys talk about Ray Donovan, I started to watch. I am on Season 3, and it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. This season's not the
this
best,
This is Season
though.
4?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm like, after the first or second episode, I was like, are we going to keep watching this? Like, there was a real question as to whether or not it was worth it. But I keep thinking, when it's good, it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Even Mickey this year, he's like friendly and living at the house and not pulling any capers. It's like, what, they're friends now? For all that guy did to
I don't
to
know,
him?
Him and Daryl pulled that one thing.
Oh, maybe I haven't seen
you
it
haven't
yet.
You haven't gotten there yet?
I'm only on
that
season on episode
keeps
3.
Running
yeah,
in my
that's
head.
That's a gnarly scene for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, don't worry, Mickey's still Mickey.
Well, that's good.
Ray's not Ray. That's the problem.
Ray's too messed up.
And Abby's not Abby. It's all messed up.
Bonnie, a while back you mentioned some books about zombies that were really good. What was the name of the author? I can't remember the author. Remember we both read them. It's the Frankenstein book.
Oh.
Remember the Frankenstein retelling?
Yeah. Just look up a new edition of
Was that Koontz?
You know, was it? It might have been. Yeah, I think it's like a Dean Koontz take on Frankenstein.
The
is
first,
it though? Because the first one's great, and then it just starts to get into this relationship between these two cops. And
well, that's
like,
but there's 2 or 3 good books, and then it jumps off and gets ridiculous. Oh!
Oh, my God. What is it?
I can't believe.
What is it?
We didn't talk about this yet. Hold on. Hold, please.
I'm holding. Waiting.
Hold on.
Is this about a book?
Yes.
It is the Frankenstein series.
By Koontz?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, there it is.
Stephen King has a new book coming out.
Yeah.
With his son.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's not Joe Hill.
No, it's the, remember I told you this last week. It's the other, it's one
Owen
of the other
King.
Kids. Yeah.
No, Sleeping Beauties.
Yeah, I didn't know. I don't know if I knew the name of it, but I read something in USA Today about them doing a collaborative piece.
Well, Sleeping Beauties. Mm. Coming out.
Can't wait.
The reason I got all lit up because I thought it was Joe Hill, which I'm dying for that guy's next book.
I know. He's great. That's his other son. I don't know. I mean, maybe that's just his pen name, Hill.
Yeah. Probably just didn't want to.
I'm glad that he's leaving us some writers, you know.
Yeah.
He's getting up there. Stephen King, I think, turned 70 last week.
Michonne's zombie family were drawing attention and she would have been seen by the bad guys, so she killed them.
Oh.
Yeah, remember the helicopter crash?
No.
They happen up on the helicopter crash and the zombies start to move around and she's all...
Oh, yeah.
And then the guy shows himself to be a bad guy for a second there because he does something to the one survivor of the helicopter crash. And she's like,
I should go back and rewatch the first couple seasons.
Why did he do that? And his story was, oh, that guy was turning. Oh, he's going to turn. And she's like, I don't think so.
I need to go back and watch that.
You're a bad dude.
Was it the governor?
I got my eye on you. Yeah, it was the governor guy.
That guy was so twisted. He was a good villain.
Rosita is the one from Walking Dead who shows her stomach all the time.
No, no,
Which
no.
Which one's Rosita?
Rosita, I don't want to tell you her fate. You can guess. I'm talking about Michonne. She's always got a little bit of her little belly showing.
Leave it up to Holman to hear man love in the Korean song, says 650.
Man love and tan love. It's tan, perfectly round, golden.
Glistening.
There were others, but...
I heard something about put your ass... I mean...
Oh, but would they say... Someone said, Vinny, it should be right there, something about put your eyes on me.
Not come on.
Not your arse.
That was not eyes. That was ass. Can you play that, Bryn?
Let's just...
I mean, even because then they do like a repeat of that line and you can... I mean, it's clearly ass. we're gonna hear that now.
There it is.
This is some K-pop.
Put your eyes on me.
No.
Do it again.
Oh. You got to play the second part.
The first part?
That part and then the... Put your ass on me.
That second
time
it sounds like
ass. Put your ass on me.
Sarah said she'd be willing to be more adventurous if some guys would just come up with some stuff, so I immediately threw something at her. And she said, ow.
Well, not that.
I don't want to do that. Well, you just asked. You just said you'd be adventurous if you just... 707 says... I'll do it to you if you'd let me do it to... Wait. I'll let you do it to me if you...
Yeah, okay.
I'm only with girls. I'm not like trying to be prejudiced, but I don't sleep with boys.
I'm a strap-on on. Come on.
You're not going to feel that.
You will.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the point of that?
The point is, it goes both ways.
But you
We both got one of those. Why don't we just do this?
But you won't feel it.
Oh, I'll feel it.
Why is that funny to you? Why is that funny?
It's good
she's
times.
She's going to do it good.
I'm going to
do
you
think
real
so?
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks,
I got
Susie.
A funny feeling.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Oh,
absolutely.
My abs are crampy. Ow!
Well.
Wow, this really hurts.
Take
you got to do that?
Take
Ow.
A chance, Ben.
Urgh.
Maybe I'll get tired real quick.
When you see a chance,
use that
take
once...
it.
Yes.
Use that once again reaffirms her dream woman status. More applause.
There's more people in the line outside the window today.
Because I said I don't need any talk. Much talking.
Yeah, she doesn't want any talking, and she'll do all the stuff.
What couples want to change about each other story is exactly what my husband and I were talking about last night. I hope he's listening.
Mm-hmm.
You all right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you just burp? Or?
I burped, so I turned my mic off so you guys wouldn't have to hear it.
We don't mind.
I mind, though, all right. A little bit. I'd rather not burp on the air.
Yeah, I agree. Vinny.
What? I'm not sure what that's supposed to be about.
I don't remember the last time you burped on the air.
The other day.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
On Friday when I wasn't here? I missed out on
little,
a burp?
It's not like I'd full-on rip one.
If I was going to full-on rip one, I'd just let it rip because I'd be like, you're welcome.
Can I get a little shout out officially 35 today? You
Aww,
didn't send your name.
35. Shout out to you, 35-year-old.
Oh, I think there's a line above it. Marsha.
Oh, Marsha.
Oh, I remember things, huh?
You're
yeah.
good. Marsha.
More questions about Tucker, your visit with Tucker.
I did not have a visit
you
with Tucker.
You sneak off to Boston to see Tucker.
Sneak off to Boston to see Tucker. Tucker doesn't live in Boston, and this was the other side of the family. Thanks, though. Tucker. It was fun just being in Boston and just letting the accent go. Like everybody, it's just.
Everybody what?
Everybody that I know that lives in Boston, they all just have the, there's no I's, there's no ings, there's no, it's just funny. It's great. All the little expressions. Although I was annoyed, we were walking through, Faneuil Hall in Boston. Just like it's kind of like the ferry building, you know, just like a long row of all different little shops and food and all that stuff. And just a million T-shirts. And they all said, like, you know, Wicked Smart, Wicked Pissa. And I just thought, I'm not going to wear some bastardized touristy version of what we say. The
well,
people.
Why would you? Who was making you?
Well, I was thinking that I would get you guys t-shirts, but then they all said like wicked piss on them. I'm like, no.
All right.
Are you bummed I didn't get you a t-shirt, Vinny? Would you have worn a wicked smile?
Probably not. Mm. But I mean, you could have gotten me something from there.
You still got the Dubai shirt I got you?
You betcha.
All right.
Wore it to bed last night.
All right, man. Hey, I'll wear my Dubai shirt in tomorrow.
All right.
Maybe I won't.
I'm always sleeping in t-shirts. It's my thing.
Do you sleep in a t-shirt?
No, never.
I sleep in a t-shirt.
You do?
Yeah. T-shirt and underpants. It's my uniform.
Tank top. I sleep in a t-shirt.
Yeah, no way. Well, I don't know why you'd put a shirt on.
I like it.
Doesn't it all twist up on you?
Sometimes I guess it does, but mostly I don't know. I'd rather have it. If I jump out of bed, I don't want my boobies all
swinging,
flapping around. Right. Oh, God. Is everything okay in there?
Yeah, I just dropped all right. water.
We should break. We'll be back in a minute.
Bye. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It feels good to be back. I want to say rest in peace to my agent, Bob Eatman. That's a guy who really mostly saw me at my worst and was just the greatest. What a great guy and good, wonderful family. And I'm so sorry that he's passed. Rest in peace, Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
What? Isn't it over?
Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
No. Oh, it'll never be over, Vinny. It's Game of Thrones Live, and it's coming to the SAP Center in San Jose September 8th, 2018. 1 year from now.
Wow.
Wait, it's coming to the
SAP Center. You know how they put up, is this the one where they do like the symphony you see?
I believe
so. And they've got like the scenes from it, and then they play the music. So,
so it's not the new season's
gonna
air it.
No, this is Game of Thrones Live, and it's like a whole production piece. Featuring Ramin Djawadi.
Okay.
Ramin Djawadi.
Who?
It's my best guess on the pronunciation there.
All right, I'll go with
so it's coming to the SAP Center September 8th, 2018. All new stage, all new video, all new production. The tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com, and listen to our show all week because we are going to have some tickets to that to give away.
Okay.
We're very excited about that. All right, so no secret show today. We're doing one tomorrow right after the show. Have a wonderful day, and we will see you in the morning.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.